Fury, this is the most sophisticated organization ever created. Can't you run it without an old war dog like me nipping at your heels?
No.
Hello, May. It's been a long time, hasn't it? Peter? Oh, my goodness, you're all grown up. It seems like only yesterday when... May I come in? So that's why I'm in town. Just another boring convention. Oh, this and that. Son, leave her be. Let me talk to her. Now, why don't you go out and take a walk or something? He has a right to know May. You'll have to tell him someday. Maybe I can't. But if that's the case, you can't sell this house. May Parker won't talk, but I won't leave until she does. Nick, I know you want all the details, but some things have to be kept secret, even from you. Will do. Don't worry, Nick. I'll go after them.
Peter, I knew your parents also. They were American operatives, and they were considered the best. I know, because I was one as well.
Yes. Your parents were on a mission to find the truth about a secret doomsday weapon that was supposedly built to destroy America. It had been an old World War II project that the Germans initiated. Rumor had it was created by Dr. Wolfgang Greutzig, but for some reason it was never used. This doomsday device was thought to be a hoax until the late 1970s. Your parents stumbled under Greutzig living somewhere in Moscow, or so they told the US government. So they were sent to Russia. But once there, they announced that they were double agents working for the USSR all along. Then suddenly, there in Russia, your parents died in a plane crash. Our government had to conclude that Greutzig wasn't alive, that Richard and Mary lied to hide their real reason for being on Soviet soil. But with Greutzig's discovery and kidnapping, well, no one knows what to believe.
What do you mean, Nick?
The wizard, Bob Frank, has been attacked and his key stolen. So has Miss America, Madeline Joyce. I could have prevented this if you had told me the whole truth.
I thought by not revealing their identities, it might keep them out of harm's way.
You were wrong.
Yes. Again. We'll talk later, Fury. Over and out.
Jean, you're still here. You can join us for lunch.
May, you must let me have those items. I can't wait any longer. If you don't, we're in great danger. You don't know what's at stake.
Get back!
How did you find me here? May, they've come for it, and they'll tear your place apart to find it. Tell me where they're hidden. I'm called the Destroyer, and if you want this, you'll have to take it from me.
They're fading.
I have to deactivate. Did they get the statue?
Yes.
I should never have tried to use my powers. I failed. Again.
Mr. Marlowe, what do you have to do with this?
I'm one of a group who called ourselves...
The Six American Warriors?
That was a long time ago.
But what brought you here?
This house. Oh, it all goes back to over 50 years ago. It was in the late 1930s. Ben Parker and I always wanted to be heroes. It was all we thought about when we were young. Well, almost all we thought about. Lenora Sharp was also on both our minds. Oh, we were both head over heels in love with her. At first, Ben had the inside track. Then the war started, and I was chosen to be in a project which would turn me into a real superhero. Against orders, I told Lenora. She was enthralled. Ben couldn't compete with that. He was just a regular, decent guy. Lenora and I married during the war. Did she love the Destroyer or Keen Marlowe? All I knew was I was in paradise. But paradise never lasts for very long. It wasn't until 1946, right after the war ended, when I told Lenora that my powers weren't permanent. She begged me to give up being a superhero. But I couldn't. I was hooked on the thrill of it. Even after the war, I continued to work in secret for the government. Then one night, I let my beautiful wife down. I saw a bank being robbed. I activated my powers. It was an impetuous, foolhardy thing to do. My wife was caught in the crossfire. How ironic. I'd become the Destroyer, all right. The Destroyer of lives. Ben Parker was as devastated as I was. From that moment, we both knew that with great power, there must always come great responsibility.
So that's how Uncle Ben learned that lesson.
I gave my ring and my costume to Ben to keep hidden somewhere in this house. Hidden from me, so that I'd never be tempted to use them again. But I also gave him my key to the Doomsday device. Fury knew about that. When he heard May Parker was selling the house, he urged me to stop her. Fury says the damage to May Parker's house would be taken care of by S.H.I.E.L.D.
Fair enough.
You've been awfully silent. What's on your mind, Spider-Man?
I was thinking, you were a real superhero in World War II, but for the rest of your life, you've been a regular person. Did you miss being a costumed crime fighter at all?
Just between us costume cronies? I missed it more than I would miss the very air I breathe. Being a superhero is a wonderful gift, one not to be taken lightly.
You're welcome.
My powers, no, not again! Ooh.
No, my powers have faded!
Black Marvel, but he can't be alive.
Who are you?
The real Black Marvel passed away years ago.
But how could that be?
I'm glad to finally meet the real Black Marvel.
My name is Keen Marlowe.
I hate to break up this little reunion, but we still have to stop Kingpin from getting the last key.
The final statue was held by the Thunderer, but he disappeared years ago. This building was our headquarters during the war. How have you been, Madeline?
Whizzer, I was hoping you'd show up.
Well, now we all have one last chance to prove ourselves again. I'm ready for action. Count me in.
Come on, Miss America.
For old time's sake.
Agents, it's time to clean up America. Madeline!
I'm getting weak also. We're too old.
Quickly, protect him.
You. I can think of one. Something to threaten Electro with if Electro got out of hand.
Let's move!
We've got to try to keep Electro busy until the army arrives.
Not the army? This is just the kind of thing S.H.I.E.L.D. was designed for.
It's S.H.I.E.L.D.? S.H.I.E.L.D. headquarters? In plain sight of the whole city? The president must really be taking this seriously.
Come on, we've got to find out how Spider-Man and Cap made out.